From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Elizabeth Edwards was thrust into the national spotlight in 2004 during her estranged husband's first campaign for the presidency. NPR's Kathy Lowe reports Edwards died today of cancer discovered that same year.
Edwards helped her husband John campaign for the presidency twice, even after learning of an affair and that the former Democratic senator had fathered a child with a campaign staffer. Edwards spoke openly about her struggles, the damage to her marriage, and her battle with breast cancer. She wrote about the issues in two books. Edwards was an attorney and an activist. She spoke out in favor of health care reform and against U.S. involvement in the Iraq War. She discontinued cancer treatment in early December and on her Facebook page thanked her family and friends for their support. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
In a statement today, President Obama said both he and First Lady Michelle Obama were saddened to learn of Edwards' passing. He praised her fortitude and grace and her role in fighting poverty and working to fix health care. And at times testy, President Obama today defended his decision to compromise with Republicans on an extension of Bush administration tax cuts. The president telling fellow Democrats who have accused him of, in essence, caving to the GOP not to be sanctimonious purists. Mr. Obama yesterday announced a deal to extend the tax cut for 2 years for all Americans, including the wealthy, in exchange for a 13-month extension of unemployment benefits for millions of long-term unemployed.
The problem is that Republicans feel that this is the single most important thing that they have to fight for as a party.
And because of that, the president says he determined middle-class tax cuts were being held hostage by the GOP, and he needed to move forward. On Capitol Hill, there are clear differences of opinion about how final the deal really is on the tax cuts. As NPR's David Wellner reports, the Senate's two leaders made those differences clear today.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says his fellow Democrats have what he calls wide-ranging concerns over the deal struck between President Obama and Republican leaders. Reid says ultimately that deal is only a framework.
Something that's not done yet. Let's make that clear. We're working through all this.
But for Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, it's a done deal.
The agreement is essentially final. Senator Reid and I will have to discuss procedurally how we go forward. And as you know, in the Senate, that requires a pretty broad agreement as to how you go forward.
Already one senator, Vermont Independent Bernie Sanders, is saying he'll block the tax deal with a filibuster, if that's what it takes to stop it. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Number of people on unemployment rolls fell in more than half the nation's cities in October, but rose in roughly a third, somewhat clouding the outlook for jobs going forward. The Labor Department reporting the jobless rate fell in 200 of the 372 largest metro areas. Unemployment rose in 108 metro areas and stayed the same in 64 others. Stocks gave up some of their gains, sharply pulling back on previous highs today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average still was down 3 points, the Nasdaq up 3 points. You're listening to NPR. The online site WikiLeaks says despite the arrest of founder Julian Assange, the release of secret U.S. diplomatic cables will continue. A British judge today sent Assange to jail while he fights extradition to Sweden, where he faces sex crimes investigation. WikiLeaks today released a dozen new diplomatic cables detailing NATO defense plans for Poland, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. The 39-year-old Assange has angered U.S. authorities who triggered worldwide headlines with the release of sensitive information via the WikiLeaks site. China, meanwhile, says it hopes the revelations of the leaked WikiLeaks cables will not affect ties with Washington. As NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Beijing, the most recent leaks contain information which will embarrass China's leaders.
Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Jiang Yu says she hopes ties with the U.S. won't be damaged by the leaked American diplomatic cables. But the most recent tranche will make China's leaders wince. Among them is an admission by Li Keqiang, the man tipped to be China's next premier, that Chinese statistics are falsified. He tells then U.S. Ambassador Clark Rant that economic growth figures are man-made and unreliable. More embarrassing still is a cable from July last year, where a contact describes how decision-making among China's leaders is driven by vested interests. It lays out which sectors are controlled by the families of which top leaders, and it also describes how local-level officials have bought their positions and want an immediate financial return on their investment. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
In the wake of a recent incident in which explosives were found aboard UPS planes, the package shipper says it will now require photo IDs from customers shipping packages at retail locations around the world. The explosives were found in a cargo plane in London. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.